All right, thank you so much, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Always a great pleasure to welcome my favorite radio broadcaster in the baseball universe. That is Ken Korak, the voice, longtime voice of the Oakland A's. And Ken, welcome back. These are some unprecedented times as the team is moving to a city where they're not even going to use the city name temporarily. We'll get to that in a minute. But of course, A's fans, we were all got the hammer blow over the weekend, the shocking news over the passing of Ricky Henderson. And just on a personal level, what was your gut reaction when you heard that?
Well, Rick, thanks. Kind of the same as it is now. I'm in shock. I still can't believe it. And I'm sure you share the same sentiment because Ricky was out at the Coliseum quite a bit at the tail end of the season, and he looked great. He always did. And, you know, the joke was that when you saw Ricky, even, you know, he was 65 when he passed away, that Ricky likely thought he could still play. He looked that good. So it was something that was obviously totally unexpected and shocking news and very emotional because, as you know, Ricky, he was not only the greatest player in franchise history, but he was from Oakland, and he meant so much to the community, and that was shared. It was reciprocal, of course, but, yeah, tough time for sure.
He's probably the first player who I can remember, and when Billy Ball happened in 81, I was, I was 16, I was a junior in high school, and we had gone through some dark days from my childhood when Finley kind of burned the team to the ground, and just what a light of hope that he brought. But a guy who was, you know, the Ricky triple, you know, walk him, he'll steal two bases, and then, you know, or Ricky run, I should say, and then sack fly him in, or he might even steal home. And I remember years ago, I had a German relative who came to the Coliseum with me, and I'm trying to explain baseball, which I think is simple, and it's actually very hard to explain with the force and everything else. But at the end, he said, "What is the object of the game?" And I go, "The object of the game is to score a run." Well, not only did Ricky have all the steals, no one scored more runs than Ricky in the history of the game, and he is the greatest leadoff hitter of all time, and I can go on and on with the platitudes, Ken.
Well, there's no question about that, and he was such a threat when he came to the plate. He was the greatest disruptor, I think, in the history of the game, Rick. I mean, there wasn't a pitcher in baseball that relished the thought of facing him. Like you said, you know, Ricky Run, we still talk about that on the air now when somebody walks and steals second, goes to third on a ground ball and scores on a sack fly. So the home runs, and I don't think a lot of people realized the power that he had. And plus, he was a great defensive outfielder, and Rick, you remember, and I still, it's hard to quantify something like this, but the outfield of Henderson, Murphy, and Armuth may have been the best defensive outfield in the history of the game.
Absolutely fantastic times, and I think the reacquisition of Ricky, I mean, the A's were the best team in baseball, but they lost to the Dodgers in five. Going out and getting Ricky, a lot of people were, you know, I remember reading some articles in the Chronicle about, they've just disrupted, they brought in a me guy, and it was the exact opposite of that. I mean, it's just, that's the swagger and what he did, pushing them over to the top. It's arguably one of the greatest trade acquisitions in baseball history.
No question about it, and Sandy Alderson always used to joke that that was one of his pastimes, was trading or reacquiring Ricky. And then, of course, he came back to the A's in 98, Rick, and that was my third year broadcasting the games for the club, and he led the American League in steals at 39. And even at the very end of his career when he was playing in independent ball, he could always get on base. You know, you look at the last several years when he played in the big leagues and he bounced from one team to another and his batting average wasn't that great, he still had like a 360 370 on base. So he always had that knack.
No doubt about it. All right. Well, also a question we have, Vince Catronio, the contract was not renewed. Your longtime partner. I've been on the East Coast for 10 days, so maybe something came out. Do you have any news about a partner? Who you're going to be with this year?
Well, Johnny Dosko will be with the A's. You know, we had hired Johnny before last year, and I thought he did a great job. We're going to miss Vince for sure. Mm-hmm. But Johnny and I will, I assume that for almost every game that I do, Johnny will be my partner. So there hasn't been any announcement as far as anybody else joining the broadcast. But, you know, Johnny has been a full-time A's employee for the last couple of years on the broadcast, and that won't change, Rick.
Well, I think that's fantastic news. I'm a huge, huge Johnny fan. And for people just to know him as a guy, and I've talked to guys who played for the Rivercats when they were in AAA, and they just rave about him. He's just an absolute gentleman and a guy who absolutely loves the game. So that's great news to hear, Ken.
Yeah, and overnight success after he spent 30 years in the minor leagues. I mean, I give him so much credit because it's easy to get deflated or frustrated, and some people just give up. And he literally spent 30 years broadcasting in the minor leagues. And yet that didn't tamp down his enthusiasm for what he did. He always worked it as hard as he did in his 30th year in the minors as he did in his first year. So very deserving of this opportunity. And he's probably, you know, he's not from Sacramento, but he worked there for so many years. He's made his home up there. So in many ways, with the A's playing in West Sacramento next year, Johnny's going home.
We talked a lot about last season about the emotions as the clock was ticking, and you know, I went on the field after the fastest pitch in the history of the Coliseum, Mason Miller, was the last pitch ever thrown, which I thought was rather poignant. But you know, you have a heartbroken is too mild a word to talk about the fan base, especially, you know, the Oakland people like me with the Raiders leaving twice and the Warriors jumping over the bay. But it's just, it's almost too much to bear. And I think at this time, that's why the Ricky news hit even harder, what the A's fans are going through right now. But going to Sacramento, and they're just going to be listed as ATH, ATH. They're not even going to say the name of the city. Are there any challenges for you when it comes to that? Or do you have to, like, keep tunnel vision and blinders on and say, hey, I'm just calling the game, I can't get involved in all that stuff?
Well, first of all, the loss of Ricky really was a final chapter, a very final sad chapter to the A's time in Oakland. And as I said when we began the interview, not just because he was such a great player, but because he grew up in Oakland, of course, was such a huge part of the community. So that it really adds to the emotion of what's going on right now to see Ricky pass away. But, yeah, there are going to be adjustments next year, and I had a long emotional hangover after the last game in Oakland and then on to Seattle. You know, I spent 29 years broadcasting the games in the East Bay, and although we didn't live in the East Bay full-time, I spent at least 7 or so months every year living out there and loved it. But I think that one of the things, Rick, is my job is to broadcast baseball and to try to entertain people the best that I can and, you know, give an accurate description of the games, and that's not going to change. There will be some adjustments in terms of just working at the ballpark, and there's no doubt that we'll miss being in the East Bay and miss being at the Coliseum, but at the same time, I'm looking forward to working with Johnny, and I think the A's will likely have a better ball club this year, and so that's going to be a big part of my focus.
Well, we do know that Mark Kotze, you know, he wasn't given much, but what he was able to do in the second half with a winning record was extraordinary. Yeah, and I'm telling you, Ken, your voice is going to be more important than ever because I'm going to be in the car, I'll be listening to you, and I'll picture it being at the Coliseum, and then I'll have to remember that it's not there. But that continuity of having your voice go from Oakland to Sacramento is going to be very, very important. So I really thank you for coming on and sharing your thoughts about Ricky, and look forward to talking to you during the baseball season, Ken.
Thanks, Rick. I appreciate what you said. It means a lot.